There's a song in my heart. It's a wonderful song from the start. There's a song in my heart. Have you ever had a song that sort of rang through your heart and continually stayed with you a whole day? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. A song in my heart. Sometimes I have a song that sings in my heart and just sort of rings through my being and makes me feel just wonderful. It says, it's a great day. Everything is beautiful. And I feel like dancing, and I feel like running, and I feel like jumping, and I feel like I'm just wonderful. And that's the kind of thoughts, that's the kind of songs that are fun to have. They're the kind of song that says, hey, life is wonderful. Life is great. Life is beautiful. Life is fantastic. Yes, indeed it is. Life is fantastic. And it's only as fantastic as we make it. Now, how do you make your life? Do you make your life fantastic? Do you make your life glorious? Do you make your life wonderful? Do you sing your way through life? Well, we can. We can have happy thoughts in our mind, and we can have a melody in our mind. And happy thoughts are really a melody. And we like to say, I like me, 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 I like me. And as we sing these things, and as we think these things, we have to think happiness. We have to think goodness. We have to think joyfulness, because that's the type of thing that's going through our mind. That's the type of thing that's percolating in our consciousness and saying to us, that's good. Like a good cup of coffee, you can smell it and say, my, isn't that wonderful? Just like a good thought, it percolates in our mind. And we say, my, isn't that wonderful? I've talked to so many people, and these people are all saying they want to be a master. Oh, they want to master consciousness. They want to be totally in charge of themselves, totally in charge of their life. They want to speak their word and have it be revealed in their life right the moment they speak it. And then they start gossiping about other people. Then they start saying naughty things about themselves. Yes, themselves and other people. They start saying, I can't do this or I can't do that, or I wish I knew how, or I feel so stupid. And what silly things to say. Well, in us is a brilliant mind, a brilliant brain. We're one as the universal mind, but there's a brain that takes for us the brilliance of the universal mind and applies it to our life. And the brain in us has the ability to say, oh yes, I'm a genius, I'm fantastic. Or the brain in us has the ability to say, I'm stupid. I don't understand these things. I never will get it. Now, the brain inside of ourselves is guided by our thoughts. And if we let our thoughts say that we don't understand something and we'll never get something, then our brain closes off all of the wisdom, all of the genius, all of the grandness of the infinite mind in us. And our brain only allows us to experience whatever it is we feel that we are. And if we can train ourselves that we are geniuses, that we are intelligent, that we are wonderful, that we are capable of doing anything we want to do, then our brain lets these thoughts come through. Our brain lets these realizations be known now. Our brain is sort of the open sesame to the infinite consciousness that wants to pour everything in, through, and as us, because it is us. But you can be the happiest person in the world, and something come along and steal the rug out from under you, and you're not happy. And you say, oh, why did that happen? And that's why they say, count your blessings. Count your blessings. And pretty soon when you start counting your blessings, you realize that little rug that was pulled out from under you is nothing at all. Just forget it and let it go, and concentrate on all the rugs that are under you not being pulled out from under you. All the rugs that are under you that are just waiting for you to enjoy whatever their message is to you. Our brain needs to be trained. And our brain is trained by our thoughts. Now you say, well, where do the thoughts come from? Well, the thoughts come from the universal mind. And the universal mind says, all things are possible. All things already exist. All things are done. All things are accomplished. It's just our awareness of it, our recognition that it's accomplished, our recognition that it's done now. That's what makes the difference. Once we recognize it, once we recognize that it is done, and it is accomplished right now, once we recognize that, then we begin acting as though it were so, and truly it is so. A good actor is one who can make you believe that he is actually the person he is portraying. He is acting like the person he is portraying. He is acting in all of their stead. He is acting with their happiness, their joy, with all the things that make up their character. He is living that. Well, now, what makes up our character? What makes up our character is our mind, the universal mind in us. That's who we really are. And as we allow that universal mind to be revealed more and more and more, then we are that. Solomon was not wise because he said dumb things. Solomon was wise because he said wise things and intelligent things and happy things. Oh, Solomon probably had his ups and downs, but he had more ups and downs, and he had more wise things to say than unwise. And he didn't necessarily think through what he was going to do ahead of time. He just let the divine wisdom in him, the divine intelligence, the divine mind, the universal mind, reveal in and through him what it was he was supposed to do. He began and acted upon it. Sometimes we have to start. Sometimes we have to start, and when we start, then we open that inner reservoir of all good, and it flows out in and through everything we do. And we are magnificent. We're wonderful. We're happy about that. But you know, we have to be happy about that from one point of view at least. And that's the point of view I can. We're not necessarily the little choo-choo train going up the side of the mountain saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, until he went down the other side and said, whoopee! Well, we're whoopee right now. We don't have to, I think I can. We know we are. We know it is. We know it is done now. And we know how wonderful that is. And as we let go, and as we let this reality of who we are be, it is wonderful indeed. Yes, we have happy thoughts. We have a happy world. We have a mind in us that's just eager to be revealed totally in us. But our brain is the one that allows it to come out. Our brain is the faucet, so to speak. And we open that faucet and let the wisdom out, let the universal oneness out. But if our faucet is somehow connect, not operating perfectly, then all the universal wisdom in the world which is ours. It has no ability to flow forth in our life. So let's buy a new set of plumbing for ourselves, a new faucet, a new awareness, and we get that within too. And that new faucet is so functional, so working, so beautiful. But when I tap that faucet with good thoughts, out comes all the goodness of the world. When I tap that thought with wise thoughts, out comes all the wisdom of the world. When I tap that faucet with the joyful thoughts, out comes all the happiness that I can ever know for myself. And how wonderful that is. And it's all by my choice. It's all there. The mind, the universal intelligence is there. And it's just a matter of my brain releasing it into my experiences now. I can do it, and I do it, and it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.